introduce the parent Rose. And he's been a newest member of the, for the library for the blind on the food and he just came from Michigan. He's been working for the library for the blind here in Honolulu for the past 6 months. And I would like to introduce Terrence Rowan. Come on down, Mr. Terrence Rowan.
Louder.
Hello.
First time I was spoke from a large group of stuff for my people. Thank you very much for
Yeah, can you hear me?
Mike.
Thank you very much
no.
for Thank you very much for
okay. Yeah, we're in the meeting.
Library for the Blind and White Key is undergoing change. And also the left is undergoing change. And I'm going to discuss a little bit about those things that are going on. LBPA and White Key is a brand library for the Hawaii State Library System. We're also a regional library for NLS. And NLS is part of the library card. The NLS National Library Services Service Program is available in all 50 states and it's a free program. Also, it's in various territories, including Guam. And Guam, for example, is our sub-regional library. The library provides this curriculum now. Has materials such as braille, large type, and audiobooks. Also, we have access to the BARD system to cover the braille audio braille audio reading download. And which can be accessed now through our computer using BARD Express and load onto a flash drive. But also, when a new development is, can be accessed through, for example, through various Apple products, you can get access to Kindle, and you can get access to Android. And you just have to go to the BARD website to, you can go to the BARD website to turn up your sign up for the BARD. You have to be part of our program. And that's what NLS is emphasizing, is increasing use of BARD for various things. The reason why NLS wants to decrease a lot of staff time that's happening around the libraries and also make it versatile for your folks to be able to use it, download books, and to download books, and also to have download the latest materials that's available that NLS is producing. Also, the library has large type books. These large type books are available as part of the NLS program, but also keep them in to our library, and you can pick one up and read them. All you have to do is have a library card, and we can help you to do that. Also, we have accessible computers, magnifiers, and also we have a service called the Radio Reading Service. And it's basically a service that goes 24 hours when people come in and they read, for example, the newspaper, various sections of the newspaper. Also, they read ads, also several books I also read over the air. And all the gifts is being part of our program, and what we hand you is a nice little receiver, because what it is, this nice little, it's almost like it has all the old radio.
Yeah.
And it goes off on the channel through the wise thing public radio. And what you do is turn it on and play it, and it goes for 24 hours. Okay. Also, we do provide transcription service upon request that would transcribe trick materials into Braille or other accessible formats. Okay, so what happened last year at LBPA? A long time, very loved employee, Chair Sato, retired, and I was hired. I was hired in October. And also, our Pamela Davenport, who's our MLS consultant, made her two-year visit. And some of the things we're going to discuss, what Pam said at her visit, I'll discuss some interesting things that MLS wants to do. As far as, for example, as far as technology, as far as service. Okay, for example, what happened at MLS last year? MLS, for the first time, did a public service spot, and it was on some of the major cable channels. And the result is a lot of people knew about our program, and that increased a lot of people calling the libraries to sign up for our program. Sometimes, they haven't played it lately, but sometimes late at night you can see the public service announcement. That's part of what MLS is doing. MLS wants to do more outreach. And they're asking the libraries like us to also increase our outreach. Also, what was added to everyone's players and everyone's applications that are used through our, for example, Barter was Bookshelf. And Bookshelf is basically an updated software where if you're loading in, downloading books, you can play more than one book on a carpet, for example. The ideal is MLS wants to put more books on cartridges instead of having people come around with three or four cartridges. MLS is going to where you receive a cartridge, four or five books are on there, and then you're playing it, you hit your button, and either the chapter button or your play button, I think it's you hit the chapter button, or your play button, you jump to the next book. And the reason why MLS is doing that is MLS is implementing what is called duplication on demand. And basically, it's a system where we download books, but everything's in bar, so the latest book will be downloaded onto a cartridge, and also three or four other books are downloaded and you play them all on one cartridge. So for example, if you're a big James Patterson fan, you can download four or five James Patterson books on one cartridge and play it, and it'll save everyone, save you time, and have to come around with three or four books. Also, what happened last year was President Trump signed the Marrakesh Treaty Information Act. We had already signed the Marrakesh Treaty, but what happened was Congress went ahead, approved the treaty, and now they signed the law. MLS is right now going to work on the guidelines. What this treaty means is the ability of MLS to bring in materials from outside the United States as long as the country has signed the treaty. But also we can export materials to other countries and we can bring in other materials. I think MLS is aiming for the foreign language materials, because that seems to be one of the areas that MLS wants to improve on. So signing this treaty will help those materials come into the country. And how MLS is going to distribute the material is going to be distributed probably through BAR as a crime. That's probably one way MLS may distribute the material right now that MLS is working on it. Okay, so what's happening this year at LBPA, at what we're doing here? We're doing more outreach. For example, I spoke with Ambex about 2 weeks ago, And we just had and we're planning to go out and do more. And we throughout the rest of the year. So you'll probably be hearing about the various presentations we're thinking about doing out in the field. Second of all, we're wanting to do more library programs. And we already have the first program, which was on assistive technology. We had a gentleman, Jason Julian, come in from the Assistive Technology Resource Center. And he gave a presentation of the latest assistive technology. We're planning to do more programs like that for the rest of the year. We'll try to keep everybody informed. That's one of our goals. Also, we trained library personnel from our Bronx original. They came in for a couple of days. We trained them on how to use the various and gave them an update on what we were doing at our local library. And also we're going to be doing duplication in demand. That's coming. We're probably going to do that probably sometime over the summer. And what duplication demand allows us to do is less books going out, but then the books going out, maybe 3, 4, or 5 books on the single carpet. That's seems to be both involved in the last also with the all the libraries in the program. Mm-hmm. Okay, what's happening this year in NLS? Several things. Some of you might be inviting to do a survey. NLS and Gallup poll is going to do a survey where they're going to ask you, they're going to invite you to go to a website and fill out a survey. Or they may talk to you over the telephone and ask them to fill out a survey. The invitations are probably go out sometime this year, maybe sometime in May. That's what NLS is sort of hinting at. NLS is trying to also introduce a Braille e-reader. Braille e-reader may be introduced within the next 2 years, and the prototypes will go to libraries that are heavy that have lots of Braille readers. We're hoping to be one of those libraries to test it. And the reason why NLS is going to the Braille reader, they want more people to download from BARD and Braille into the Braille readers and reflect for Braille. What they're trying to do is encourage them because sending out Braille has 3 or 4 volumes if you want to mail out. Whereas downloading the returning for Braille machine, that will eliminate a lot of problems for everybody. Okay. Another thing that NLS is working on is a future digital talk to the local player. The word out is that the future player may be the size of a smartphone. That's some of the indications we're getting from NLS and other libraries in our network. To be able to hook up the card and download books, but the way you're setting up the player is you just be able to do that in a couple other functions, but you won't be able to download other apps like you do with your iPhone or your Android smartphone. And here are some technology NLS is thinking about implementing or working on over the next couple of years. Some of these technologies may become part of NLS. Voice user interface. So in NLS, what you can do is maybe the future digital talking book player. What you do is you ask it. You play Cruel C. And the player will respond to your voice. NLS is the process of doing that. They're trying to get it to where you don't have to say, hey, dear. They try to get it to where it learns your voice. It'll say, this is Terrence. I want to play Cruel C. A second thing NLS is thinking about is doing the kind of stream. So instead of having you download, like the Pandora's, what you do is you probably sign up to a website, sign up to BARD. Instead of downloading the book will play at the same time, so you won't have to do any downloading. Mm-hmm. Once again, NLS is working on trying to perfect the technology and what kind of you have to use Wi-Fi or you have to use the internet. So NLS is currently working on that. Synthetic speech. NLS is trying to use synthetic speech so that way people can read back, listen to and read magazines. The problem is everybody knows synthetic speech sounds kind of robotic. It's getting to the point where NLS is thinking about implementing it, but it wants to be where robotic speech is a little bit more natural. And last but not least, self-service tools. For example, if you go to NLS's website or you go to bar, NLS wants it to where you make it a button say chat, and you would chat with somebody either at your network provider or somebody at NLS, and you interact with that person. So the reason why NLS is trying to do that is when we're closed, you have somebody to where somebody can ask you a question. A lot of times, either at NLS headquarters or here at LDPA, you can chat with somebody and just help you to work through if you're having problems or anything like that. So that's an idea that NLS is working on. And are there any questions? Thank you very much for allowing me to speak, and it's a pleasure and honor.